13.05 UTC, 14.05 local time. Here are the major happenings in regions with me, Bertrand Lasamba. First, the headlines. A tragic accident occurred involving two separate canoes has resulted in the loss of 8 lives and one individual reported as missing. Students in Kribi have been cautioned to abstain from deviant behaviors as they grappled with their education. Those were the headlines, and now the news in greater details. 8 persons have died and one missing following the capsize of 2 separate canoes on the Logon River in the Mayodanai division of the Far North region. Local administrative and municipal authorities have advised the local population to exercise caution and to refrain from any movement on the Logon River during nightfall. Emos Enoinyake Agbo has the details from CRTV Far North in Marwa.
The first incident occurred in the Agwa subdivision, more precisely in the locality of Mark Ideng, some 18 kilometers from Yagwa, where a canoe transporting 6 persons capsized in the middle of the Logon after a torrential rainfall causing the locally adapted engine to halt. 5 corpses have been found, while the search for the remaining one is still ongoing. In the locality of Rian in the Winner subdivision, a canoe transporting 7 persons got overturned due to a hippopotamus attack. 5 of the 7 passengers got safe, but 2 of them died. Early this morning, a student on her way to school got drowned and also died, bringing the death toll to 8. Local administrative and municipal authorities have called for caution on the local population as they cross over the Danai and Logon rivers during this moment of floods. Marwa, Amos Enonyaket Agbo, CLTV News.
Secondary school students in Kribi have been cautioned to abstain from deviant behaviors as they grappled with their education. This was the outcome of a roundtable discussion organized by the education community of Kribi. The event took place on the campus of GBHS Dumba as You Tell Us, Polycarp Achi.
The fight against the consumption of illicit drugs and related high crime waves in the school milieu in the Ocean Division has grown out of proportion this school year. So far, more than 40 cases of teenage pregnancies were recorded in schools like GBHS Ndombe between 2023 and 2024. In order to curb this vice in the school milieu, an educative talk was organized in the institution to school learners on negative effects of drug consumption.
We have noticed students of Sinkem who are 12, 13, who are already pregnant. A child of 12, we assume that it is a child. Children having children, it is not good for our society.
To the students who took part in the exercise, it was a knowledge park sensitization event.
Some take it in terms of depression. The consequences of such act may involve madness sometimes. They may become very violent and may do some things which can end up in prison.
Banners carrying thought-provoking messages such as no to drug abuse, no to the consumption of drugs within the school milieu, among others, was another strategy to be applied by school officials in the Ocean Division to counter those vices. Polycarp Atie, CRTV News, Kribi.
The Red Cross local community mobilization actors in Marwa 3 subdivision of the Far North region have been lauded by the president of the Cameroon Red Cross for their efforts in improving people's knowledge of good sanitation and hygiene practices, such as proper hand washing and how to effectively manage and maintain their water, sanitation and hygiene facilities. Madame Cecile Camefon made the compliment during a visit to the Jaringoi Kodek Health Center to assess the level of their input in supporting the hospital and the communities in Diamare Division. Sylvester Atemkeng reports from Maru.
Over the years, the Cameroon Red Cross and the French Red Cross movements, alongside the International Federation of the Red Cross and Red Christian Society, have been working together with health centers in the far north, supported through DG ECHO to beef up healthcare alongside hygiene and sanitation campaigns. During a visit to one of the beneficiary health centers in Jaringoi Kodek, the president of the Cameroon Red Cross, Sisi Akame Mfumo, was briefed on the level of implementation and the impact on the population. Dama Patrice is the unit head of the Marwa Free Health District.
The health support of the Red Cross has helped to ameliorate the living conditions of our people, especially on community-based surveillance, identifying and reporting on signs and symptoms of potential health risk to avert epidemics. The volunteers have been able to identify cases of yellow fever in Marwa 3, among other diseases. We also have the hygiene practices aimed at ensuring the safe management of drinking water and sanitation facilities to prevent waterborne diseases.
Meanwhile, some women in the community under the umbrella of Club de Mer have also been empowered to perpetrate community mobilization actions around the issues of water, hygiene and sanitation. Therese Chinabi, member.
The Red Cross has helped us a lot, and we move from door to door to sensitize the people on good hygiene methods, especially on washing of hands. They have also offered us land to cultivate millet, and the yield is very good.
While congratulating the community actors on the positive results, the president of the Cameroon Red Cross, Madame Sisi Akame Mfumo, equally enjoined them not to relent efforts in the exercise with the promise that more land will be put at their disposal for cultivation. Marwa, Sylvester Atemkeng, CRTV.
You're listening to the regional news live from Yaoundé. Online shopping in Bamenda have made it easier for customers to purchase goods from the comfort of their homes, with transactions completed in record time. Vendors say the process is smooth and convenient. However, many sellers express concerns about delays or incorrect deliveries from their suppliers, leading to customer dissatisfaction and strained relationships. Sylvie Bantar spoke with both vendors and customers to get their perspectives. Her report.
Online shopping has become increasingly popular in Bamenda, with many customers praising the convenience of buying from anywhere in the world with just a few clicks.
Online payments are good because you can be in Cameroon and you pay for goods and services without moving from one place to another, even out of the country.
On the vendor side, the transition to online platforms has proven profitable, as sellers no longer need to maintain physical stock.
When you say online, you're able to catch up with time. Clients just select what they want from posts I make on social media, and I'm able to receive money online and get their goods and deliver in time.
I sell a lot of luxurious shoes and I make a lot of profits from there, which help me with my daily life.
Despite these advantages, vendors face challenges when suppliers fail to deliver the right products, causing delays and frustration for customers.
People will even pay for their goods, they end up not receiving. It has hindered online sales a lot.
Meanwhile, customers warn of potential scams and urge people to exercise caution when making online payments.
To me, I consider online buying as a scam. Most often, what you see on the status or in the WhatsApp forum is not what is delivered to you. they try to convince you at all means to collect it because they have taken your money and they don't want to refund it.
The rise in online shopping has opened new opportunities, but both customers and sellers must navigate the challenges to ensure a smooth experience. Sylvie Bantar for the regional news in Bamenda.
We now take you to Garoua in the North region to discover a local form of butter made of cow milk known as Lobol. It is highly sold at the Mbororo market of the North regional capital, and many say it has a healing properties for babies and adults. Maimuna Njoya reports from Garoua.
It is a very convivial mood which prevails at the Mbororo market in Garoua. The women here are all smiles and always ready to attend to any buyer or onlooker. Amongst the items on sale, we have the label, which is butter made of cow milk. It is said to have healing and aesthetic properties for babies and adults.
I consume it. It helps when you have a cold and even for the hair. If you have a muscle weakness, it will equally help a lot.
Rich in proteins, calcium and vitamins, Lebol is a valuable nutrient for elderly persons with arthritis or physical weakness. It also plays a role in lowering blood pressure and preventing heart diseases in some cases. In essence, Lebol is well known and used by Sudano-Sahelian people as it is part of their culture, but it can also be of great help to people from elsewhere. From the North Regional Station in Garoua, Maimuna Njoya for the regional news.
Thanks, Maimuna. Rural women in the South region are stepping up efforts to promote import substitution. The revelation was made during the first preparatory meeting for the International Day of Rural Women in Eblova, presided over by the Inspector General at the South Governor's Office, David Ekolo Mukete. The 29th edition will be celebrated in Nkolondom Villa Division of the South Region in the presence of the Minister of Women's Empowerment and the Family. We have the details with Salas Nkoin.
They are particularly gifted at work in the land, struggling every day to make ends meet, feed their families and the population, despite difficult economic situation. Her Majesty Malise Ncham, rural women are the backbone of the economy and society. Those of the South region in particular supply our markets with agro-pastoral products on a daily basis. We are very happy to know that the Minister of Women Empowerment and the Family is coming to celebrate the International Day of Rural Women with us here. The International Day of Rural Women will be an opportunity to highlight the essential role of rural women in the country's economic and social sector, listen to their voices, and respond to their concerns. The first preparatory meeting ahead of the event, chaired by the Inspector General at the South Governor's Office, David Ekolo Mukete, resulted in the creation of 11 commissions.
The 29th edition of the Rural Women Day be organized in Nkolondom this year. The South Region was selected to receive the Minister for Women Empowerment and the Family. We are preparing
a great moment of exchanges between the administrative authority, agro-pastoral entrepreneurs and farmer organizations, among other actors, focus on how they can be mobilized to welcome the Minister of Women Empowerment and the Family. Silas Nkwine, CRTV News. They are particularly gifted at work in the land.
This report by Silas Nkwine brings us to the end of this edition of Regional News, in which you heard that a tragic incident occurred involving two separate canoes that has resulted in a loss of 8 lives and one individual reported as missing. Students in Kribi have been cautioned to abstain from deviant behaviors as they grapple with their education. This edition of the Regional News was produced by Patrick Oscar Afan. I've been Bertrand Osamba Nyaonde.